Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Summer is finally here, and even though the sun is out, the birds are chirping, and everyone in the UK is boiling alive in their heavily insulated houses, that doesn't mean that game releases are taking a holiday. In fact, we gamers have still got lots on the docket this month. After last month's bombardment of information from developers at Not E3, luckily we don't have any more scheduled conferences to contend with, but still lots of games on our radar. So, from new releases to everything dropping on Xbox Game Pass and PlayStation Plus, here is your July gaming forecast. First on our list is another addition to the small, but, well, I was going to say mighty, but I think I might just stick with small, PSVR 2 library. Coming July 4th is the gun-wielding, physics-manipulating Synapse. Use telekinesis to yeet objects at enemies or shoot them to bits with your gun. The game utilises the PSVR 2's eye-tracking functionality to let you pick an object, and then with a waft of your hand you can throw it in any direction, whether that be at enemies or simply into the great video game void. Explore the mind of the game's villain and fight off the waves of mind mercenaries July 4th. After being stuck on Stadia, RIP, since 2019, survival horror title Guilt is finally launching on PC, PlayStation, and Xbox on July 6th. This unique take on survival horror follows Sally, a young girl pushed into a bike crash by bullies, as she explores a nightmare world trying to find her cousin Emily. With a mix of puzzles, stealth, and action, this surreal story unfolds in a really beautifully designed world that is almost like a Play-Doh-esque cartoon. This is one to check out for fans of the genre, and it might be nice for the game to finally feel the sun on its face after years stuck in the box marked Stadia in the attic. Set 5 years after the events of its beloved predecessor, Oxenfree 2 Lost Signals releases on July 12th. New protagonist Riley returns to her hometown of Kamina to investigate some spooky radio signals, all while dealing with a roundy cult who are attempting to rip open a portal between worlds. With graphics deemed more beautiful than its predecessor, but with the aesthetics still remaining, Oxenfree 2 seems like a boost on the original game, and with many a dialogue choice and relationships to form with other characters, the story is hopefully up to snuff as well. Discover what's happening on the mysterious island and find the cause of the incoming radio transmissions on PC, PlayStation, and Switch. The next game IGN described as an FPS magic game directed by Tommy Wiseau. So get your plastic spoons ready for Testament to the Order of High Human. This first-person narrative-driven RPG will lay take on the role of Aaron, the King of High Humans, after he's been betrayed by his brother and robbed of his powers. Use a sword, bow, and magic abilities as you regain them to defeat magical creatures, zealots, and other ghoulies. With the response to the demo pretty much being runs great, but the story could use a bit of a jazz up, it could be a fun magical romp to fill your time before a slightly better magical game launches a mere month later. Give it a go on PC on July 13th, with an Xbox and PlayStation version to come later. Now, I know you wanted Dino Crisis, but we've got its weirder, more chaotic cousin Exoprimal instead, so just be happy about it, alright? The upcoming third-person shooter lets you and a group of pals or strangers plough through unbelievably massive waves of dinosaurs and mutated prehistoric creatures. You'll play as an exo-fighter in 5v5 multiplayer battles, which some reviews have said takes too much inspiration from Overwatch 2, and you'll pilot your own exosuit, all with their own unique skills to help you finish the Leviathan's challenges. Fave feature, a battle pass on the go, and the ability to choose to play as Robo Ryu and Guile from Street Fighter, this one could be fun for those looking for a new multiplayer experience with an added dino flair. Exo Primal is dropping on Game Pass day one and launches on PC, PlayStation and Xbox consoles on July 14th. Next up is a game that I personally am very excited for, Thunderful Games' indie puzzler Viewfinder. A game all about point of view and perception, you'll shape and move the world around you using photos, paintings, sketches and the like. The game lets you explore the world as much as you want while telling the story of this ever-changing world, and human experience and passion and loss. With similar vibes to Superliminal and The Witness, it's going to be perfect for the puzzle gamers among you, and it releases on PS5 and PC on July 18th. Another indie now, in the form of post-apocalyptic survival strategy game, Homeseek. Set on a dried-up Earth in the early 3000s, water has become an extremely valuable resource. Build settlements, but don't stretch past your production abilities, and explore many stories on expeditions or as part of quests and events. Every decision has consequences, though, so don't go letting any old random into your town, especially when other players can sabotage your buildings and steal your resources in the online multiplayer. Homeseek releases on PC.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
July 20th. Back with their fourth installment is the chirpy little plant dudes Pikmin, with their big canine buddy Ochi and their weirdly giant planet. Having received an SOS from an uncharted world, your little rescuer heads down to the planet to help, only to meet all these creatures, each with their own particular ability, and solve a whole bunch of puzzles. With new glow Pikmin to work with, the ability to explore the planet at night, and Dandori battles to play locally with friends, there is plenty for the avid puzzler to try out. Pikmin 4 launches exclusively on Nintendo Switch on July 21st, and you can give it a go as part of the free demo right now. Described as Dark Souls with guns, 2019's Remnant from the Ashes was a hit with fans of a Souls-like. And luckily for those fans, on July 25th, Remnant 2 is launching on PS5, Xbox Series, and PC. Playing as the remnants of humanity in a dilapidated world filled with deadly creatures and godlike monsters, you and up to two pals with different subclasses and abilities can explore different biomes, solve puzzles, and ultimately beat the flip out of some spooky looking creatures. With more verticality and refined combat classes and graphics, this is shaping up to be a pretty perfect sequel for returning fans and a pretty fun time for newbies too. Telltale have had some absolute blinders over the years, which we ranked from best to worst, by the way, and this month we're getting the first episode of the new space adventure, The Expanse, a Telltale series. Releasing on the most important day of the year, that being my birthday, July 27th, the game serves as a prequel to the 6-season TV show of the same name and follows Kamina Drummer as she explores the uncharted reaches of the belt aboard the ship the Artemis. Telltale have apparently changed the way they make their games, and so they'll be releasing a new episode of the game every 2 weeks after July 27th, so no big long waits between story beats. The Expanse releases on Xbox, PlayStation, and PC. Also dropping on July 27th is Peacock's new Twisted Metal TV show, which we've got to look at during Summer Games Fest. And boy, oh boy, did it look underwhelming. Starring Anthony Mackie off of Marvel, Stephanie Beatriz from Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and Will Arnett's voice on Samoa Joe's body, The TV show is based on the well-loved vehicular combat series Twisted Metal, but there was a surprising lack of cars in the clips we were shown, and I'm no marketing expert, but I would have thought that'd be pretty important to show. The entire series is streaming on Peacock in the US, and maybe also in the UK if you have Now TV or Sky, but it's not entirely clear. Oh well, not to prejudge, but I'm not sure if we'll be missing too much, to be honest. Not to be confused with the Dreamlight Valley, Disney Illusion Island is a new platforming adventure featuring the mouse and all of his pals. Play with up to four players and pick between Mickey, Minnie, Goofy, and Donald, and run, swim, swing, and jump through different biomes on the mysterious island. Also solving puzzles and of course taking on boss battles. With a cartoon style design and typical Disney cartoon japery, and a gameplay style that's perfect for groups of pals, Disney Illusion Island launches on Nintendo Switch on July 28th. Coming to Game Pass alongside Exo Primal is 2021 action RPG Sword and Fairy Together Forever. In the series that is older than Mii's seventh installment, you and your party battle through a pretty beautiful setting in a story about the relationship between humans, deities, and demons. Play as a normal young woman who happens to be pretty sick at fighting, and who has a pet owl who can transform into a huge rideable bird. The game has been criticised for having a bit too much dialogue, but if you're a fan of a lengthy chat with an NPC between slicing up monsters, then check this one out on Game Pass on July 5th. Now onto the games coming to PlayStation Plus this month. And honestly, after a few disappointing months, at least for me, I'm actually pretty happy with this month's lineup, all three of which are available from July 4th to August 1st. First up, we have 2020's Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War, the sequel to Call of Duty Black Ops. Set during the political warfare of the 80s, a single-player campaign has you meeting many historical figures and fighting across locations around the world, including Berlin, Vietnam, and Russia. On top of that, you get all the fun of regular COD multiplayer and one of the fanbase's favourite zombies maps, equipped with new abilities, skills, and optional objectives for survival. With rumours of another follow-up in the COD Blops series potentially dropping next year, maybe now is the time to give it a go. Also dropping next month is Alan Wake Remastered, 2021's remaster of the 2010 action thriller. The titular Alan Wake is an author working on a horror story which is seemingly coming true, which is bad enough as it is, but he also happens to be hunting for his missing wife. Using your flashlight, your guns, and your bravest face, fight back against the darkness that is infesting his delightful vacation. Paced and designed to be like a TV show, the episodic mystery game is well revered by fans of the genre and worth checking out before the sequel launches in October. Last up for PlayStation Plus is indie survival adventure game Endling Extinction Is Forever. You'll control the last mother fox in a world ravaged by humans, as you try to keep your kits protected and fed, while trying to save one of her kits who was kidnapped by a hunter. Meet a variety of characters on your journey and help your kits to gain new skills and increase their chance of survival. With pretty good reviews upon its original release and beautiful graphics, this sweet and probably sad side-scroller might be worth a look. So there we have it, a whole bunch coming out this month. But it still weirdly feels that we're getting a bit of a relaxed month after the last few we've had have been manic. Let us know in the comments what you're most excited for, and if none of the games I've mentioned today have taken your fancy, why not finally go back to that list of old games you've been meaning to play through since the beginning of the year? For now though, make sure you put on your sun cream, have a fantastic July, and we'll see you next month for another gaming forecast.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.